Hey, it's Shereen Herrera back with the County 10 podcast. Pretty excited. A County 10 podcast on conservation and a big event coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Rowdy Anderson, Blake Fagler joining the County 10 podcast. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Good.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Rowdy, I'll let you start first. Tell the folks a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about the big event.
Rowdy Anderson, longtime Fremont County resident, lived here my whole life. Loved to hunt deer. Love to hunt everything, but deer is where my heart's at, so I jumped right in with a chance to be involved in the MFF over here in Fremont County. And you know, we're only coming up on our sixth banquet, but we've been here for like 9-10 years, so
wow, nice.
Let's go.
Well, we're going to talk about the MFF here in just a moment, but Blake, introduce yourself.
Yeah, same thing. I've been here my whole life here in Fremont County, born and raised in the agricultural community, and grew up hunting as well. And I would agree with Rowdy of obviously enjoy hunting everything, but mule deer, the gray ghost, it just sticks out from everything else. So the chance to raise money, put back our efforts right here in our community, just speaks volumes.
Big event is coming up with the Muley Fanatics Foundation, the MFF. If you've never heard of the Muley Fanatics Foundation, you need to jump online to muleyfanatic.org. First off, guys, I've got to ask, why is there no like whitetail fanatics, whitetail foundations? What is so special about mule deer that there are organizations that are together solely to protect them and conservation?
I think it's grown over the past 20, 30 years, but the lack of mule deer and the loss of mule deer on the landscape is just, it's got everybody's attention. And not to take anything away from the whitetails, but, you know, whitetails seem to be doing quite well and mule deer is not so well. So here we are trying to make a difference and research and ground projects and whatever we can do to just to help out. Figure out why.
We've talked a lot on the County 10 podcast, guys, with Wyoming Game and Fish about the mule deer population just being more sensitive in general than the whitetail population. And it makes sense when I start digging into the Muley Fanatics Foundation, which has a really cool history in Wyoming. And they've got a big event coming up in March, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to tell you all the details, the ticket information. But we need to talk, Rowdy, about how the Muley Fanatics Foundation came about and how we are actually receiving money from other states who have Muley Fanatic Foundations.
So 11 years ago, the Muley Fanatics just celebrated their 10-year anniversary last year in 2022, but the original Muley Fanatics Foundation chapter was started in Rock Springs by Josh Corsi and Joey Fagel. They were members of another conservation organization. During their tenure with that other organization, they generated a pile of money. In fact, they were the highest grossing chapter in the country for 5 years in a row. And there was just a trickle of money coming back into the state of Wyoming. And so they thought to themselves, this is crazy. Why not keep all the money here and do Wyoming good? They spent a year and went through the legal process and broke off as their own 501c3, Muley Fanatic Foundation. And 10 years later, here we are, have chapters all over Wyoming. We have chapters in Colorado, Utah, Idaho.
And they send money back here to Wyoming, right?
They do. So that's the other cool
thing.
That's
awesome.
Most conservation organizations are set up on a 30-70 split, where 30% of the money generated from your chapter comes back for you guys to do projects, whatever you want. The Muley Fanatics flipped that. 70% of all the proceeds generated come right back here for the County 10 chapter. In fact, 70% of that money we generate stays right here in Fremont County to do projects that we pick out, that we find the need for.
And then on like Colorado's Muley Fanatic Foundation, they'll keep 70 but send 30 to us.
Yeah, but 30 comes up here to go for the greater good of everybody.
So Wyoming's getting money from other states. Wyoming's getting something from Colorado. I love hearing that.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's great, you know, and sometimes that 30% that comes back, maybe we do have a project that we work on down a little bit in Colorado or in Utah or Idaho.
Sure.
But yeah, it's great. I mean, the money comes back to Wyoming and does things for Wyoming mule deer.
Blake, let's talk about this big event you guys have coming up on March 18th. It is the big banquet for the Muley Fanatics Foundation, the MFF. Let's talk about it.
Yes, so this is for our 10 country chapter here in Fremont County. March 18th, we're going to have a special guest, Jim Shockey. We're going to have a lot of cool things in the doors. And like Rowdy mentioned, all of this money stays right here in Wyoming, and 70% will stay right here in Fremont County for us to decide, us as a committee, to figure out where we want to put this money. So it's really unique in the fact that our committee of mule deer hunters and conservationists get to come around and decide what we want to do with our money. It doesn't just go to some big wig that lives in a big city for him to fill his pockets or whatever the case may be. I mean, we get to, everyday people get to decide where our money goes. So like I said, this banquet's March 18th in Lander, the community center. Doors will open at 4:30 for the public. Our ticket sales are online. We're about halfway sold out, so I would suggest going fast. So we're not going to sell any general admission single tickets unless we have to. We'd like to sell the event off in tables. Right now there's like 27 tables left, so I would...
It's not a lot.
No.
Those will go fast. Now everybody's asking, who just heard the name Jim Shockey, how do they hang out with him? What's the deal there? Because it's going to be a busy night.
Oh, absolutely. So we have 20 VIP tables. There's only 9 left as of now, possibly even less. If you have a VIP table, you get an hour and a half early entrance, so 3 o'clock.
Oh, to rub some elbows?
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
It'll be a private meet and greet with Jim. Ask him some specific questions or, you know, get some stories personally from Jim. He's kind of up in the air to do whatever we want to do. So it'll be an hour and a half of some cool things. And if we could probably start games up early so you get a chance to play
some games.
Absolutely.
Food?
Absolutely.
Drinks?
Yep.
All right.
All of the above.
Not a party without that, right?
Yeah, we've got close to 30 guns that we'll be raffling off, giving away. So, I mean, we've got a lot of cool things. A vending machine.
Oh, sweet.
A Wyman Game and Fish commissioner tag to auction off. I mean, there's a lot of cool things.
Some hunts.
Some hunts?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, rowdy. I like the sound of that. You know, this is one of the great perks of going to banquets like this. And I was talking earlier, you know, I'm not always speaking to the hardcore hunter out there and the hardcore mule deer fanatic, even though that's what this banquet is about. I'm talking to the folks like myself that is an adult onset hunter that's just learning about this great species more, learning about conservation. And the great thing about these banquets is some of the giveaways, too, that you may not think you would win, and then you go home that night, or you meet somebody there, the networking, the connections, the conservation, and also just promoting recreation, which is another part of these great conservation banquets, promoting recreation and conservation here in Wyoming. So how do people get tickets to this amazing event?
Yeah, so our ticket link should be 2023 Shockey Banquet. The best way to do it would be go to our Facebook page at the 10 Country Chapter of the Mealy Fanatic Foundation. You know, you can also go there from themealyfanatic.org. All those will link to our ticket sales website. And it's pretty simple. You just click on either VIP or regular reserve tables for 8, and that'll get you in the door.
Let's talk about some of the projects the Mealy Fanatic Foundation has been a part of. I know you guys donated, what, $50,000
yep.
for what was that for?
So it's a partnership with the Wyoming Game and Fish, YDOT, and the Wildlife Fund to create a mitigation plan to stop mule deer from getting hit on the highways around Dubois. So Dubois is one of the, you know, deadliest stretches of highway in the state, not just Fremont County, but in the state. From 2015 to 2019, collisions with wildlife accounted for 74% of all vehicle crashes from law enforcement, and the cost of these collisions estimated just shy of $800,000 annually. So not only are we killing a lot of deer on the highways and taking away from, you know, our producers like mule deer does, but we're also causing issues with fatalities in people and even, you know, wrecks of, you know, vehicles. So, and it costs a lot of money. So this mitigation plan will create high fencing, overpasses, underpasses, which will keep deer off of the highways.
Doing a lot of great things here in Fremont County, the Mealy Fanatic Foundation. If you've never heard of them before, you need to check them out. You need to come to the banquet too. It sounds like one heck of a party, Rowdy.
Yeah, and it's not only for consumptive. You know, we talk about hunters and deer hunters, but our events aren't just for hunters. They're for non-consumptive users too, because
sure,
the non-consumptive person out there benefits from what we do. So yeah, if you like mule deer and you're not a hunter, still come to our banquet.
We're going to try to have a little bit of things for just about everything. We're going to have some kids stuff. We're going to have some women-based stuff.
Cool.
One thing in our live auction that I'll note is we have a 5 or 7 day spa to like the Caribbeans or some kind of island.
Boy.
So I mean, that's nothing hunting related that anybody can partake in.
I need to bring some friends so we can all get in on some of these giveaways.
Oh, yeah. And I don't want to give anything away, but there is going to be something in the room that has 4 wheels and an engine that somebody's going to have a chance to win that night.
am I eligible if I help MC this thing? Because I'm like, I want to help, but I also want to be involved in some of the great giveaways on March 18th for the Muley Fanatics Foundation's big banquet. This is your sixth banquet, Rowdy?
Yep, be the sixth one we've had.
Did I hear right that you have some folks from the big sheep event, the famous sheep event in Reno, helping out with this event?
Yeah, we're going to have a M&M auction services out of Cody, Wyoming. They're going to be down here with an auctioneer and some spotters going to help us out. And yeah, them are the guys that do the famed sheep show in Reno. Great auctioneer company. They do a great job. They have a lot of fun with the crowd, so you know it's good entertainment.
Well, you guys have worked really hard, Blake and Rowdy, on putting this together, I'm sure, and I cannot wait for this fun event. Please make sure you click the ticket link on the podcast at county10.com to be able to get your table and have some fun with some friends. You can get that VIP entrance too, where you can hang with Mr. Shockey a little bit before the show. They'll have refreshments, they'll have family friendly activities as well.
Yeah, and it's not just a banquet, it's an experience. These are, you know, we talked a little bit about that earlier. They're just, it's a good time. It's a different vibe. Once you come to one of our events, you're going to want to come back next time.
Well, like I said, it seems very well organized, very well thought out too, as you guys are thinking about every aspect for the event too, because like Rowdy mentioned, it's not just a banquet, it's an experience. It's not just for the hunter, it's for everyone. Those are the kinds of parties I want to be a part of. And the money stays right here in Fremont County. 100% of the money stays in Wyoming.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we got we have a great committee. We got people from all over Fremont County, and it's good. Everybody gets a chance to get involved. All the communities are involved in this. So
now, Rowdy, what's your biggest mule deer you've harvested?
My biggest personal mule deer is right around 180. I've been in on a little bigger, but personally, about 180.
Blake?
Same thing, 181 and change.
And then it'd be rifle bucks, and we get an archery bucks.
Right.
So. There's a whole rabbit hole there, I'm sure, that we could go down.
For hours.
Definitely. It was so great having you guys on the podcast. We'll make sure to remind folks on March 18th about the banquet. If for some reason you can't make the banquet and you still want to be a member of the Muley Fanatics Foundation, you can do so.
Absolutely.
You guys, I know, send emails. You guys have different things happening throughout the year too, right?
Yeah, we always have stuff going on. And if we don't have stuff going on, our headquarters based out of Green River, they have stuff going on. So yeah, just jump on that website and you can see everything, all the raffles, everything that's happening can be seen right there.
And also their Facebook page, 10 Country Chapter of the Muley Fanatic Foundation, inviting you to their big banquet on March 18th, Lander Community Center. Guys, have a great day and we'll have you back.
All right. Thanks, Jareen.
Thanks.